here. Just running through the numbers here. I'm running through the numbers here of where Michigan lines up, right in the middle, actually. So here's the number from a couple of days ago. The number of people that are fully vaccinated in Michigan, 3,248,000. That's just shy of 33% of the total population. That's for fully vaccinated. But the concern becomes whether or not you can get one shot. Because in order to get there, was it? Just told you, 5.7 million is where you need to be for that 70% threshold for this plan put together. Join me now, Chad Live, and good senior editor, Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
But, you know, I'm sitting here running the numbers, Chad, and I guess, well, first of all, back to normal. I might rank as one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, but that notwithstanding, in order to reach 5.7 million Michigan residents, they're going to have to pick up the pace dramatically because the number of vaccines given last week is at the lowest level in 8 weeks, the lowest since late February, early March. The vaccination rate is decreasing pretty quickly, it appears.
Yeah,
vaccine
demand is dropping off. The number of people who just are wanting the shot is just kind of dissipating, which is not too surprising. To get to herd immunity, which the experts say we get 70% of individuals with the vaccine or with immunity, if you get 70% of people with the vaccine and the rest of the population either has immunities because they've had it or they just, some people just cannot take vaccine shots for health reasons and such. That's the goal. And so to get there, we're about 1.26 million short. That's just of the first shot. So to get to these thresholds, the governor has kind of laid out. That's 1.26 million, Steve, is mask burning day, essentially, in Michigan, where there will no longer be any kind of mask mandate indoors or outdoors in public settings. And so, but to get there, that we're just kind of running out of willing participants right now. And so it could be a long summer to reach these thresholds that the governor has laid out. The next one is about 800,000 more people are needed in order to lift the 11 p.m. curfew on bars and raise the capacity limits for banquet halls, for weddings.
But again, it's very arbitrary. Restaurants and bars have never been the source for, a majority of the outbreaks. So let me just ask you this. I mean, mathematically speaking, I don't know that we'll ever get to 70%. Did she make it too tough to reach, to achieve? Did the governor put it at 70% and then 2 weeks between each time? I mean, some people are saying that's at least September. I'm saying it might be later than that. It might not be ever. It depends. I mean, nobody actually knows if we can get there. And with the demand for vaccines dropping off precipitously, we're not even at 55% yet. We're barely at 50%, and that's a close call.
Yeah, 55% is opening up offices. Right now, the state projects that will meet that in a couple of weeks, and so then they need to wait 2 weeks after that under the governor's plan. So offices could very well reopen 1st of June, basically. It's hard to tell whether we can meet that. It's going to be public information and trying to encourage people to do it, and then also countering some of the misinformation out there. I mean, just the other day, I saw the New York Times had to do a misinformation fact check that there's something going around the internet, some meme that says if you get close to someone with a vaccine, that you can miscarry a pregnancy, which is biologically impossible. It just cannot transfer from one person to another. There's stuff like that all over the internet that's, combating that is going to require some serious dedication by our political, business, education leaders and
well,
more.
Maybe they could, you know, work on coming up with a, you know, let's be honest. They came up with some little cartoon, you know, Rona that's on billboards. That cost us, what, $5-7 million in taxpayer money. I could have been more effective standing on the street corner burning $100 bills. Back to normal. Did they go to the elementary schools to get this promotion put together? I mean, come on, Chad. What are we, 12?
I mean, it has definitely inspired a lot of VAC puns, and I will spare your listeners.
It's been mocked. It's been widely mocked by me specifically. I mean, that's just, come on, stop the cute stuff and do something serious. Don't act like we're in elementary school. Do something serious to make this happen. And having cute little phrases and stupid little cartoons on billboards, obviously not doing it. Come up with a new plan. And I wonder how long people are going to remain. Her numbers are coming down. Her support is not what it was even a couple of months ago. So there's political price to pay for all of this too, isn't there?
Sure. Yeah. No, they see the clock running here, and they see some potential vulnerabilities, and getting the state out of the pandemic, and getting coronavirus under control, I think, is really tantamount to the governor's reelection strategy. And people will evaluate whether the governor did enough and did all the right things, and so. This is one of those areas. They know that this vaccine's working. It's keeping people out of hospitals. It's keeping people from dying. And so it's just a matter of trying to get more people convinced to step up and roll their sleeve up and take a shot.
Well, there you go. All right, Chad, live and good. I think they need to be serious about it and not try to be cute by half. That's my take on it. But we'll keep an eye on it. I think the numbers are pretty high. I don't know if we make the 70% demand and, what, do we just stay locked down forever? I think that won't happen either. Something will give. Chad, greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Rivers Show.